Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
There is an expression that is found in the English language, which goes all the way back to the 14th century, and which goes like this. Better than never is late, because never to succeed would be too long of a time. And today we have shortened that expression to simply say, better late than never. But the meaning of that expression is still the same. Delayed action is better than no action at all, because doing nothing will accomplish nothing and will bring no results at all. And in the passage of Scripture that is before us today, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 10 through 17, that is what the Apostle Paul tells the people in the church in the city of Corinth. Better late than never. The year before he wrote this letter of 2 Corinthians, you may recall that they had responded to an earlier appeal by Paul, noted in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, an appeal to collect funds for the people in the church in the city of Jerusalem who were in desperate need of financial assistance. And so the Corinthians diligently began to collect those funds. But something happened along the way. And we're not sure exactly what happened. But whatever it was, they never finished collecting the money. And they were perhaps like some of us. They started out well. They started out strong. They started out enthusiastically. But for some reason, they fizzled out before the task was completed. And so in verse 10, Paul says to them, I give my opinion to you in this matter. Nome in Greek. This is my advice to you. Advice from one who is being led by the Spirit of God. This is not a command. This is not an obligation, but just the opposite is true. Finishing this collection will be beneficial not only for them, but it'll be beneficial for you. This is to your advantage, he says. Sumphero in Greek. It will be profitable for you as believers. The more that we give to the things that are eternal, the more blessing we will receive, both now and in eternity. A good investment with eternal dividends, you might say. So Paul encourages them to continue to give as the Lord leads them, to help to supply the needs of their brothers and sisters in Christ in Jerusalem. And let me remind you, he says to them, you were the first to begin to respond when you heard about this great need in Jerusalem, which was a year ago. So you took it on yourselves. You took the initiative. No one had to push you. No one had to prod you to give. You longed to help because of your devotion to Christ. Not only to do this, he says, not only to collect those funds, but you also had the desire in your heart to do it as well. Your hearts were open to the leading of the Lord in this matter. So now, be faithful to the Lord. Be faithful to how he has led you. And finish doing it also. What's Paul saying? A good beginning is good. Good intentions are also good. But now complete what you set out to do before Christ. For just as there was the readiness, he says in verse 11, prathumia in Greek, just as there was the willingness on your part, the eagerness to desire to do it, so now let there be the completion of it. Let your action match your desire. Better late than never. So give, he says, by your ability. Echo in Greek. Give according to what you have. Don't put it on your credit card if there is no way for you to repay it. That is not what the Lord expects of us. What he values is an attitude, a heart. A heart that is pure, that is right before him, that is sincere. He values our commitment to him. He values our consistency in our actions. So, Paul says, give according to or in proportion to your resources. No more, no less. Give as he has prospered you. Because it says in Luke 9:62, no one after putting their hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So dedicate yourselves to the task at hand. Stay focused. Stay focused on the goal. For if the readiness, he says, if the willingness, the eagerness is present in you, this is acceptable to God according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. Well, unlike what some people tell us today, or trying to tell us, this is not an attempt on the part of Paul to make the rich poor, and the poor rich. This is not an attempt to enrich some at the expense of others. The goal of this collection, he says, is not for the ease of other. Anesis. So that they can sit back and they can relax while you struggle in your affliction and in your hardship. But this is by way of equality, he says in verse 13. Esates in Greek. This is by way of balance. Balance in the body of Christ. This was an attempt by Paul to bring some balance to the resources that were available. So what about us? We should be ready. We should be ready to give to those in the body of Christ who are in need. Because as it says in 1 John 3:17, whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Especially when we are to be one in Christ. And Paul adds to this thought in verse 14, and he says this, at this present time, your abundance is to be a supply for their need. Husterema in Greek. You are to help to supply that which they lack. But as we know, things can unexpectedly change in our lives, can't they? And at some point in time, their abundance, the abundance of those in the church in Jerusalem, may become a supply for your need. As it says in Proverbs 23:5, wealth surely sprouts wings, and like an eagle, it flies into the sky. Oh, how well do we know that? So while you have the opportunity, while you have the funds, allow your generous giving to bring a measure of equality, to bring a measure of balance to the church. And to illustrate this point, Paul quotes from Exodus chapter 16, which is an account of the children of Israel when they were wandering through the wilderness. The Lord had promised to send them bread from heaven in order to sustain them. And he did it. And so, we are told, morning by morning, it happened that there was a layer of dew on the ground. And when the dew evaporated from the heat of the day, what remained was a flake-like bread that they called manna, which means, what is it? And each person gathered that bread in accordance with the number of people that were in his household. And Paul says in verse 15, as it is written in verse 18 of Exodus chapter 16, he who gathered much did not have too much. And he who gathered little had no lack. Well, how was that? Well, since they could not keep that bread overnight, as the Lord told them not to do, what did they do with it? They shared that bread among themselves, and so everyone had enough to eat on that day. And so it is to be in the church, in the body of Christ. Each day, as we have opportunity, as we see need, we are to do good to those around us. We are to share with our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need, so that everyone has enough to sustain them. And, Paul says in verse 16, don't think that this is only my perspective. He says, but thanks be to God, who has also put this same earnestness, spoude in Greek, this same diligence, this eagerness on your behalf to see this accomplished in you. God has put this desire into the heart of Titus. And you know Titus, a man that you know well, a man that you greatly love and you respect, and a man who loves all of you as well. And so he not only accepted and welcomed our appeal to come to you, to encourage you to finish the work of this collection, to supply, as it were, that manna on behalf of God for the people in the church in Jerusalem, but being himself very earnest and very eager to see this accomplished in you, he has come to you on his own accord. Autheretes. He has strongly and willingly embraced this appeal for your stewardship in this matter of giving. Wow. How does that sit with us? Well, up to this point, if we have not seen the value of giving to those who belong to the body of Christ who are in need, so that we might not only help them, but so that we might honor the Lord, so that we might be used by him. Well, perhaps we see it now. So as we have said, better late than never, right? But perhaps you have never come to Christ. Perhaps you have never come to him for your salvation. And so you're standing on the edge of eternity and you're about to face the judgment of God. Now is the time to come to Christ for forgiveness. Now is the time to cry out to him before it is too late. Remember, better late than never. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.